Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than you.
Holy are you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Your word is active. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take this word and cut off things in our lives that need to be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and uproot things that need to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and revive us, O Lord. Sharpen us again, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, O Lord. Let us not remain the same. Let a new fire, a new zeal, a new passion for the Lord come into our hearts, O God. Lord, take away this lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. We uproot lukewarmness from our lives, O God. Every form of lukewarmness, every type of lukewarmness, everything that is lukewarm, we remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. 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 Anoint our eyes with eyes up so that we can see. Clothe us, Lord, with the garments of righteousness and holiness so that we will be clothed, and give unto us fresh beginning, fresh strength, and fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name.
This message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
Recently, a friend of mine came from the UK. I think it was last year. She came from the UK and then she had some of my pictures. That's before I went to the university. Then she sent me one of them.
No, de bako ema yeja.
I looked at the picture and said, yay.
Yeja, eshe ye no si yay.
What happened?
Hey!
My hair was grown, I cut the hair.
Niti we chapon kibi.
It's amazing. Where did the hair go? Where did the hair go? Look, I had hair.
I don't know,
but you are growing. And then you are growing. And there was nothing. You see, some people, right from 16, 17, 18, you see that. The place has got like a football field. So you can tell. But some of us, 30, 40, there was nothing to show. Hey. Life is short, though.
Emre 8, yeah.
Yes. You see our ladies, they always have something to cover. So when it's disappearing, we don't know. It's always covered.
Daddy, my lady. It's just a few people there, alopecia people. Anna.
Ladies also lose hair. A lot. In the middle. At their back, hey. All kinds of places. No, but you see, sometimes in life, the psalmist is speaking to God. Say, you have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you.
Say,
at best, each of us is but a breath. By the time you do, a person's life is finished. That is how brief life is. Gone too soon. Yesterday I saw, last week I saw another one. Something soon. Why so soon? Or something, some others. It was soon, but it was...
Why so soon?
It was a variation of gone too soon.
Why so soon?
Life. I said I called all the people I worked with, the one who was directly under me, the one who was in the dispensary, the one who was taking care of the lab, the one who was taking care of the... I called, I asked about all of them. Not even one was alive. Do you know the only one who was alive? The only one who was alive was also working in the pharmacy with me. But his nickname was Devil. D-E-V-I-L. That was his nickname. That is a man who can take methyl alcohol, 95%, pour it into his throat and drink it. Well, the day they told me, I said, huh? I called him. They call him Devil for a reason. He was not under my... He comes to work when he likes. He's the kind you can't control. If you attempt controlling him, you are in trouble. So I left him alone in peace. I like my peace. I don't want to say the devil, but he would take alcohol. You know, the one they used to clean the wound before they inject and all that. He would take it and drink it. He's the only one alive now. I'm not saying you should go and drink methyl alcohol. Of all the people who I felt should be alive, he's the one who I thought should have gone. But I realized that God has given a very long rope. He wants him to be saved. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's important to understand. The psalmist says, give me back verse 4. Verse 4. Say, Lord, remind me how brief. Because sometimes as we go on, you forget. Life is brief. 80 years is brief. 70 years is brief. It's short. Before you close your eyes, you wake up.
Ah,
one of my mates. Let's look at another scripture. We're talking about time. Stewardship of time. Look at that classic one in Psalm 90. The one we all know. In Psalm 90 and the verse 12. He says, in Psalm 39, he says, our days are numbered. Do you understand what that means? When God says our hair is numbered, it doesn't mean he counts our hair. What it means is that this is number one. This is number 500. This is number 600. This number, the hair is numbered. Each hair has number on it. The days are also numbered. So today as you are sitting down, you don't know. But maybe it is your 1,500th day. Which means that there is a place where the number stops. Because every year we have 365 days. And he says, Lord, teach me. He said that my days are numbered. That's what he said in Psalm 39, verse 4 and 5. That my days are numbered. They are numbered. One day we will get to a point where you have reached the last day. As God planned it in heaven, you have reached the last day. We don't know that day. You don't know. Me too, I don't know. That is why he gives us a certain admonition in Ephesians chapter 5. But let's finish reading this. It says, teach us to realize the brevity of life. As NLT. So that we may grow in wisdom. It is wisdom to observe, to look, and to see that this one was there after some time. The person is not there. I have lost mates. Same age as me. We went to primary school. We finished, we went to secondary school. One of my very good friends. I went to Achimota, he went to Presec. He went here, I went here. Then before I realized he was living in the UK, I'm living here. The last time I saw him was a few years ago. Kept on telling him, give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. You need to surrender your life. Kept on telling him. He is such a person that he makes jokes with everything. Everything, he will crack some joke. One day I met him, he said, oh, Reggie! I got born again. You didn't know I got born again. I said, wow. I said, glory to God. Then we continued the conversation. After 10 minutes, I realized that he was joking. Last year, he came to Ghana. When he landed at the airport, he didn't go to his house that he was going to stay. Street. To a certain hotel in
Kweru.
After 1 week, then he appeared home.
Then
he stayed for some time. Traveled back to the UK. At night he got to UK after a few days. He told his wife he's not feeling well. Got up to use the washroom. Used the washroom on his way back. And he fell. You see, if it's somebody else and you don't know the person, but if it's your friend, it's near you, your brother. And this person is dead. The news. You know, today, because we have internet, within internet 1 hour, people were responding, US, UK, Australia, Canada. Hey! But the oh, and it doesn't bring the person back. His time is up. When your time is up, then questions come. That's the fearful part. One day the Lord showed me something. And he said, if I ask you a question, can you answer? And then I realized that I can't answer.
No, who say on to me and Yano
answering questions about time.
Now, oh, ye obua efa emreho
obua. It's not a joke.
And ya dear Esri.
May God help all of us.
Nyankupo emwayenina.
Give me the King James of this verse. King James Version, please. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So we are going back to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter
5.
And we want to look at the Amplified Version again. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. So, We are just on the second part. We are almost done. The first part was, before we can be effective stewards, we need to do what? We should have priorities. And the second thing I'm saying is that before we can be effective stewards, we need to understand time. That you don't have, nobody has more time than another in a day. Time only goes in one direction. You cannot store time. You can only use it or waste it. We are still looking at the understanding of time. Because of how time is, this is what we are told. Look carefully then how you walk. Are you here tonight? It says, live purposefully and worthily and accurately. Let's say it together. The three of them. Live purposefully. Number two, worthily. And number three, accurately. Not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people.
Hey.
Tell somebody,
hey.
We should live as wise, sensible, and intelligent, knowing that when the time passes, it has passed. Knowing that we will give account for our time. Knowing that you and I will not live forever. And so we need to invest in time. Or invest properly in our time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will help us. I said God will help us. But we must make ourselves available to Him. So Ephesians 5:15 is telling us that we should make the best use of our time. Then we're told in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that there is a time for everything. There's a time to relax. If you are 60 years old right now, today, please, can you look at me? Look at me. If I am 60 years old, and in a day I sleep for 8 hours, the meaning is that out of my 60 years, I've slept for 20 years. I'm saying that a day is 24 hours. It is recommended. Listen, it is recommended that an adult should sleep at least 8 hours.
8 hours.
If you sleep 8 hours every year, every day till you are 60 years, what it means is that 20 years of your life was spent sleeping. You see, when I say it that way, you see the way it works on you. But it's the truth. That's 1/3 of our lives is spent sleeping. And if you are more than 60, then it's more than 20 years that you have spent sleeping. But if perchance you don't sleep 8 hours, you sleep 10 hours. And you are 60 years. What it also means is that for the 60 years that you are right now, about 23 to 24 of your years is sleep. It's serious. 20 years. When they calculate your time in heaven, your sleeping time is 20 years.
Mercy.
Your prayer time, I don't know.
1 hour.
If you are 60 years,
hey,
the amount of time you spent praying
in
the 60 years,
if
you bring it to a day, you spend 8 hours sleeping, 10 minutes praying during the day. If you do the calculation, then the effective time you have spent reading your Bible, which is shorter than your prayer time.
Hey.
When we calculate it also. Look, this thing calls for very sober reflection.
Yeah.
One day I was thinking, I said, 20 years sleeping. My judgment will be serious. 20 years. So the effective time you have left is 40 years. If you are
60.
And if the 40 years, you spend 4 hours every day eating, cooking and eating, or watching football. Watching football. Or watching season 1, season 2.
Hey, mercy.
Or watching kung fu movies.
Yeah,
why did you cut the tree? Let's fight. By the time we start calculating, challenge. That is why this, to me, this topic is a very sober. And you see, nothing should prevent us from thinking the way we are thinking right now. Because you see, sometimes life happens and then you forget that. You are 40 years. But when you were a child, you used to sleep a lot, so you slept more than 8. And now you have grown. And you still want to sleep for 10 hours a day.
You are 40.
Already you have done more than 15 years of sleep. This one, I just want us to think about it. All of us.
Well,
me too. I have my portion. You too, you have your portion. Hey, 60 years, 20 years sleeping. If God gives you 80, the number of years spent sleeping is one. One quarter, one third. 26. So for 26, because as for your sleep, there, you can't do anything about it. And obviously, it was not used to God's glory or anything. I mean, just sleep. So it's pushed out. So what is left is the rest. We give account of the rest. May God help us. May God have mercy on us. I thank God for a scripture I read. Give me the King James Version. Because the Amplifier said, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. Give me the King James, please. Here he says, redeeming the time. One day I was praying and talking to the Lord, and I realized I've wasted a lot of time.
No, who said, wasemre bebre?
I wasted a lot of time.
Wasemre bebre?
Wasted a lot of time. Then this scripture came to me. And the Lord said, well, you can pray.
That
I'll give you grace to redeem. To buy back the lost time. Amen.
Amen.
May God give us all grace to redeem.
Yes.
Because to stand before him and we mismanaged, misused, and were not effective stewards of our time. I didn't even add the time spent on Facebook.
YouTube.
WhatsApp. Instagram.
Any Instagram.
TikTok.
Any sa TikTok.
It's all time. And we are talking about effective stewards of our time. As I'm talking, it's very concerning to some people. To some people, too, they don't care. But if you don't care now, you will care later. Because when you are giving the account, you will realize that it's not easy like that. The other day, was it last week? I saw a report on my phone.
Now watch
here, they said your average screen time per day last week was so and so hours. I said, where? Who? Me? I spent this number of hours looking on my. I said, how did the phone even know that I was looking at it? Yeah, I was reading something.
Now, can kind be on
the phone? The phone was telling me that the number of hours you spend looking at your
phone
last week per day was so and so hours. I said, hey, I wish my Bible too would tell me how many hours I spend reading it. Don't you think it's a good thing that your Bible will also give you a report? The number of hours you spend every day reading is 0. Yes, 0.12 minutes. Oh, yeah. The Bible. God have mercy. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to pray. Hey, Father, have mercy. We need to be proper stewards of our time. Effective, godly stewards of our time. May God help us to redeem the time, to buy back the opportunities that have been missed, to get back the times we have lost. By the grace of God, God help us to be effective. Let not our days be counted as sleeping years. Help us, Lord. Help us. We ask for this in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach us how brief our life is, so that we can make the most of every opportunity you give to us on this earth. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instruments, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. SC Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp SC Boche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260, or 0205-548550, 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Boche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.